Hello, Radioland. Welcome to the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. The CPF Radio Hour is brought to you by the Cary Playwrights Forum. You can learn more about our nonprofit organization at caryplaywrightsforum.org. This play was made possible through a collaboration between the CPF Radio Hour and the Greensboro Playwrights Forum. The Forum is a talented group of writers, directors, and actors based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. If you are a dramatic writer living in North Carolina, or if you want to get involved, search for Greensboro Playwrights Forum on Facebook and ask to join the group and stay current on upcoming events and meetings. We all have a source of inspiration, the fuel that drives us to be better leaders, students, and artists. Sometimes the well runs deep, and sometimes the well is hidden in shadow. For one music star, she prefers returning to familial territory. She could be any music star, but for the moment we'll call her Avril and make the adjustments necessary to protect her true identity. In just a few moments, Avril will return home to find herself in front of an audience she never expected, hosting an unlikely concert.
The day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same.
I wish it was the same. I miss you, Grandpa. Okay. Damn it.
Yes, Maurice, it's time to settle this once and for all. Now, where the hell are we?
Hello? Jesus, what the... Grandpa? Wait, and Grandpa?
Oh, wow, what a trip. Let's not do that again for a while. Oh, Avril. Good. I was hoping we remembered the right address.
I told you I remembered it. I mean, I lived here for the last few years of my life. I should remember.
I've clearly been drinking too much. What the hell am I seeing?
No. Believe it or not, you're not imagining anything. Although you probably should stop drinking.
Seriously, what is happening? We buried you. Both of you. Are you...
Ghosts? Yes, sweetheart. We're here to settle something. It's about this weepy, emotional song you keep singing. The one about slipping away and stuff. Makes me want to die all over again. It's so depressing.
Settle something? What?
Okay, well, it's a bet. So you know how it sounds like you obviously wrote this song for a loved one who passed away?
Obviously.
Well, we would just like to know who it was for.
Yeah, and... maybe have you stopped singing it so much, too?
Okay, I need a minute here. This is creeping me out.
This is creeping you out? Oh, that rather makes me happy. Maurice, remember how worried we were when she was dressing all crazy and wearing all that makeup? That's what creeped me out.
Yes, I told you it was just a phase.
Was it?
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Looks like not much has changed.
Okay, so hold on. How did you even know I was back home?
We've been watching you. We always keep an eye out for you kids. We felt just awful for leaving so close together and have tried to make up for it by being some kind of guardians, I suppose.
We don't really do much except comment on what we would do differently if we were you kids. But we have noticed you tend to come back home when you're feeling especially sad and lonely.
True, but that's also when I write my best music.
Yeah, about that. Sweetheart, it's been 15 years since we passed away. Ample time to move on and pass this. Oh, we try to be sure you know we're here by sending little whispers on the wind and a lightning bug here and there.
But ultimately, we need to know which one of us was this about.
Which one?
Yes, we passed within 2 months of each other, and we're dying to know who you wrote it for.
Nice, Bill.
I can't believe this. You guys are dead, and this is what you're arguing about? And you hang out together?
Well, it's nice to know someone in the afterlife. I'm always a bit socially awkward.
And we don't have much to bet on, since our mothers are already in their graves. We have no money. The Bible doesn't really apply anymore. You get it. But I'm certain it was written for me.
I'm not. I spent every holiday with her.
I lived here while on my deathbed.
Oh my gosh. It feels like Thanksgiving all over again. Clearly you two haven't changed a bit. Did it ever occur to you that I wrote it with both of you in mind?
Hmm.
I loved loved you both so very much. You were always supportive of my music, even though I was young. You made every unfortunate family event more fun. And you guys even made being from Canada cool for me.
Wait, that's possible?
It wasn't written for either of you solely. I had you both in mind. We couldn't believe it when we lost you two so close together. We all really struggled with it, and I still do sometimes.
Well, depression came from his side of the family.
Well, that's easy for you to say. Look, honey, we understand how surprised and angry and sad everyone was. Trust me, we saw all of it. But it's really time for you to start moving on. Your parents have, your siblings have. Moving on doesn't mean forgetting us. You don't need to feel guilty for smiling when you think of us. It's time to remember us with happiness.
Yes, because it honestly brings us down a bit every time you sing this song. I mean, it's lovely and all, but personally, I like Skater Boy much better.
Really?
Really, and stop coming to mope in your old bedroom. You're a grown woman with your own place. No need to come back here to hear from us.
Now, Bill, maybe she had another reason.
No, it was basically just to mope.
Well, okay then. And Maury, since she didn't write it with just you in mind, I believe I'm allowed one fright visit to your sister.
Well, just talk about that on the way back. You gonna be okay, honey?
Well, I'm honestly still ridiculously disturbed by this. And I'm pretty sure in the morning I'll think this is a dream. But, yeah, I think I'll be okay.
Remember, it's okay to mourn. As long as it's not forever. Now it's time to go, Bill. We love you, Avril.
See you in your dreams, sweetheart.
Right. In my dreams. She was a skater boy.
That was An Unlikely Concert, an audio play by Karen Willett. Starring tonight's show were Noelle Azzarello as Avril, Joe McLaughlin as William, and Randy Thompson as Maurice. The outro music is Pump by Kevin MacLeod. The music is borrowed under the Creative Commons licensing agreement. Sound effects and editing by Christian O'Neill. This has been the Cary Playwrights Forum Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. Good night, and break a leg.